The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, who seemed to have recovered from her this thing that's going around Reading, had a relapse this weekend.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was just last night, coughing and all types of stuff going on. So she's laid up again this morning.
Sorry to hear that.
Well, so am I. And she thought she kicked it. And then what she does is then she goes at full steam
yeah,
for 2 days. You know, I mean, singing on Saturday night and then just all day yesterday working.
Mm-hmm.
And so by about, 5 p.m. yesterday, she was coughing.
Oh, no.
And back. Yeah. You know.
Oh, well.
She doesn't listen to me when I say, you've got to rest.
Yes.
But now she's laid up now. When I left, she had her Kleenex, her cough syrup, mm-hmm. and the dog. I don't expect her to move much today, and I hope she doesn't she can get better. Got lots of things going on. Hey, 7:06 in the morning here in the news, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. What do we have today?
National Day. Let's see. We have National Marzipan Day.
What?
Marzipan. That's a Mexican candy, I think.
And marzipan. Okay.
And National Pharmacist Day.
Okay. Pharmacist, the last line of defense. And I had Ron Lim was in here. He was a pharmacist. And he goes, the pharmacist sees if you get them all out of the same place,
sees
all the meds you're taking. And they're looking at them, and they can, somebody goes to several doctors, and they might get different prescriptions. And I'm not talking people trying to get, opiates or anything.
It's
just that how they react to each other.
Yeah.
And he says a lot of times, they'll call a doctor and say, hey, this one could have an effect because they're taking this one. And sometimes doctors don't have a full, a full layout of what their patients are taking. If you're seeing, you're seeing them for different things.
Yeah.
So even though that now it's gotten a lot better. But,
yeah.
Okay. Is this day in history? That wasn't you. I did
no,
that.
No, 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 no.
Yeah.
Took me by surprise there.
Okay. Never mind. Let's take a look at the weather here. Gosh, I hope it's going to be. Yes. It's going to be sunny through next Sunday, it looks like, with highs in the, let me see. Today, mid-60s, and tonight, low 40s. No big winds or anything. Wednesday sunny, Thursday sunny, Friday sunny, Saturday sunny.
It's about time.
And Sunday sunny. In the 60s, mid 60s, mid to high 60s. So, yeah, we need that. We need to kind of dry out a little bit, especially underneath my house. and the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans, been in the business for 9 to 30 years. Three generations of the Kinney family are working there. Give just outstanding service and treat their customers like warm friends. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, a couple of things happening. One here in Reading is the courthouse. If you've been wondering what's going on at the courthouse, they're prepping it to get torn down, get raised. Nearly a year after supervisors, and I got this out of the record search, right? Nearly a year after supervisors voted to demolish the old Shasta County Courthouse, They're prepping to knock down the 1950s era building when the wrecking ball has started. Demolition work could be done by late fall this year, so the whole thing should be down by the end of 2026. Right now, the county's soliciting bids to move the data cabling hub that still operates in the basement of the old courthouse. Hub needs to be moved before the courthouse is abolished. I shouldn't say abolished. I should say demolished.
Abolished. I like it.
It's abolished, yeah, too, yeah, yeah. Right. Environmental impact part reports are having to be done. It was built in 1956 and has been vacant since the new courthouse opened in 2024. Now, they had three options before they decided to tear down the building last March. Repurposing the old courthouse and building a three-story parking garage on the rest of the property. The other was repurposing the building and putting it in a parking lot with 34 spaces. And both options were deemed to be too expensive. After it's torn down, property is cleared, a surface parking lot with 100 spaces will be built. Cost for demolition and building the parking lot is about $7 million. And the parking lot should be open around the end of the year. This year.
Oh, wow, that's pretty quick. Yeah.
Yeah. The grass area and monuments that are in front of the courthouse will stay. It's going to be kind of park-like atmosphere.
Yeah.
A good place for people to sleep during the day.
Or during the night.
Did I say that? Well, so now that's what's happening. The biggest problem they're having in maintaining the building includes keeping bats out. It's a pretty well-sealed building where the vents are. We keep nets up there. You'd be surprised the tiny holes they find ways to get in.
I wouldn't have thought that. That's
bats.
Funny. Yeah.
But bats are good. I mean, they clear out mosquitoes and other things.
Yeah.
I mean, they fly around at night. They don't bother you. Have you ever been around bats?
Oh, yeah. I've seen Yeah.
We have them in our backyard.
Oh, really?
Well, occasionally.
Yeah,
you know,
and
it's right around the evening. You see them darting around and taking, and I'm thinking, get them. Get those mosquitoes. Get them. Wipe out, eradicate West Nile virus. Kill those mosquitoes. And at one time, the house next to us had a swimming pool that hadn't been used in years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an older gentleman. And so it had water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it had water in it, it had mosquitoes.
Of course.
And so the mosquito abatement guys would come out and go in his backyard and spray the pool to try and knock down the number of mosquitoes around there. So, okay, so that's what's happening. It's going to cost, it costs about $240,000 a year to maintain that empty building.
Hmm.
So can you imagine how much it's going to cost? If the Civic shuts down.
I know. Oh,
so what would you do? I mean, you have to double that at least, maybe even triple it.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's going to be, just to maintain the building to see what they're going to do with it. Civic needs a new HVAC system, from what I understand. It's going to probably be in the millions to do something like that.
Yeah.
The joys of being on the city council at this time.
Yeah.
So what are we cutting out? The library, which has been closed, is going to be reopening, and we'll talk about that after we get back. Let's take a quick break. It's Monday. It's Monday. What can I say? It's we've survived the weekend, and we'll go through our guests that we're going to have this week. It's going to be interesting. We're starting the year off with a lot of information. And last week was one of those weeks when we had the mayor on, vice mayor on, I'm sorry, Paul DeNuca, talking about the budget, which we cringed.
Yep.
But, Dr. DeNuca wants to make that pie bigger, but he also knows it's going to take – you can't make the pie bigger overnight. He says, more money is what he means coming in, more businesses and everything. So, how much belt tightening and how many, are things going to be cut back, days, that places are open going to be shut down.
Yeah.
And so that was at 7 o'clock. And 8 o'clock, Benning Police Chief Brian Barner came in and talked about the investigation.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I got lots of comments from people.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that they really, you know, they thought that was should be one of our best of shows.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a great
interview. Future. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. And on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services for auto, home insurance, commercial liability, surety bonds, and much more. Good morning, Anne Marie. Welcome back.
Well, good Monday morning and Happy New Year, everyone. Good to be back.
Well,
thanks for not forgetting about me.
Oh, we've missed your we've missed your effervescent personality.
Oh, that's kindly. I'll take it. Well, today, Monday, January 12th, as mentioned, it is National Pharmacist Day. Yeah, say that 25 steps. National Pharmacist Day. But it's also National Clean Off Your Desk Day. Oh. I love the organizational stuff.
The only problem when I clean off my desk, it just lays on the floor for a day.
Yeah, just put it on someone else's desk.
Yeah.
Right. So this week is National Pizza Week, which kicks off the second Sunday in January every year. This week is also Universal Letter Writing Week. I love that. And Home Office Safety and Security Week. Some themes for the month of January include National Mentoring Month, National Soup Month, and World Health Esteem Month, just to name a few as we begin our community calendar today. Vitalant is looking for blood donations this month. If you donate blood now through February 8th, you have a chance to win $500. According to the Vitalant website, every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. To learn if you are eligible to donate or for more information, please visit vitalant.org. Looking for a new job in the new year? CalVet, Veterans Home of California Reading, is hiring. There are several current openings. For more information, check out calcareers.ca.gov. And check out Veterans Home of California Reading on Facebook. The City of Reading has some new job listings online, and there are also multiple positions listed. For details, visit cityofreading.gov. Also, the California Highway Patrol Reading area has an immediate opening for a full-time public safety position. You can find more details on the CHP Reading Facebook page. Final date to file will be Tuesday, January 13th. This month, you can join the Winter Wheelers and Bike About Shasta group rides. It's free to sign up and registration is easy. Check out healthyshasta.org for more details. Winter Wheelers runs through January 31st. Looking to adopt a pet? Haven Humane Society has you covered. They're going to hold their Adopt Joy adoption event on Saturday, January 17th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at PetSmart located at 1336 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Haven Humane Society team members will be on hand to answer your questions and help with adoptions. For more information, visit havenhumane.org and be sure to also check them out on Facebook. Look for the Centennial Celebration, Shasta Union High School District, to take place on Saturday, January 17th from 12 noon to 3 p.m. at 2200 Eureka Way in Reading. Suggested donation for the event is $10. There will be a special video presentation at 1 p.m., a meet and greet at 2 p.m. For more information, visit ShastaHistorical.org. The Anderson Rotary will hold their 56th annual crab feed on Saturday, January 17th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Doors open at 5 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m. Tickets are $70 or $75 at the door. Enjoy dancing, drawing, a raffle, no host bar, dessert auction, and, of course, the crab. The fairgrounds are located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. To view the event flyer or more information, check out the Rotary Club of Anderson, CA96007 on Facebook. Tickets are on sale now for chocolate after dark at Turtle Bay Museum in Redding. Actual event will take place on Friday, February 6th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. But if you are interested in this event, you might want to secure your tickets now. Tickets are $45 for members and $50 for non-members. All proceeds from this event will go to support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibits. More information can be found at turtlebay.org. And that is just a quick sample of things happening locally. I'm Anne-Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
Thank you, Anne-Marie. Thank you very much. And I hope you have a wonderful 2026.
Thank you. And you guys also. And Linda, if you can hear me, I hope you feel better soon. Get well.
Yeah, she was she's got to take it easy for like 2 or 3 days. I mean, she'll go end up in bed again for 4 days. Okay. Well, thank you very much. That was very, very nice of you to say. Okay. Anne Marie and our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane. Right here in Redding, you can reach them at 530-224-2345 for all of your insurance needs. And we'll be right back. I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I'm no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Thank you so much for putting us in the best of the North State and best talk radio station out there. My favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really good. You know what made it really good is that one, we didn't campaign. We didn't campaign, you know. So then I think, well, maybe we should campaign next year. Then I think, no, I think it's better to when this thing happens, is to have the people that listen to you think enough of your show, enough of the station to vote. And so we so much appreciate that, everybody out there. Hey, I've been talking about the Backcountry Horsemen of California Shasta Trinity Unit's annual dinner and fundraiser. Well, I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Because they sold out.
Oh, okay. That's a good
reason. I'm sorry if you wanted to go, and it's going to be this coming Saturday, but it sold out at Wind River Casino and Eagle Room. So that's good news for them. And I'm emceeing that night.
Oh, yes.
So it's always a lot of fun. It is somewhat not as organized as, say, some others are. But when you know, like, we'll have cowboy poetry, and that is a hoot. And I always ask this one guy, hopefully he'll be here, to do his poem about what happens when they walk through the literally, the hornet's nest. And what... Because the first horse or second horse will kick the nest, so they come up ready to rock, and so but it's usually the third or fourth horse or mule in the string that it starts, and you've seen nothing at the Reading Rodeo until you've seen a mule string, or the horses start getting whacked with wasp. They do. The only thing they know is this is not the place to be. So, hey, in Iran, the protests have entered the third week, and the continuation of the largest anti-government demonstrations in the country since 2022, and over 450 people have been killed, and at least 10,000 others arrested, and an intensifying crackdown by the government began December 28, sparked by a plunge in the value of the Italian real and surging prices for food and goods. Accurate reports of the scale of the protest have been limited by a near-total internet shutdown by the government, though hundreds of demonstrators have been held across all 31 provinces. Notably, footage shared on social media shows cars and buildings burning in the capital of Tehran. And, of course, President Trump has suggested that U.S. military strikes for possible violence against protesters continued. That is a fascist government. That is a government that is totalitarian.
Yeah.
Now let's move over to what happened in Minnesota. Horrible tragedy. And after that, there were, I don't know, how many demonstrations this weekend against ICE and Trump. And including one right here in Reading. If you were driving down the street on Saturday, you were seeing the demonstration in front of City Hall. And I'd say there's, gosh, at least 100, maybe more out there. And they have the cute little signs that say F ICE.
Oh, no.
And
gosh.
F Trump. Yes. And please, hey, honk if you agree with us. Well, you know, no. But I just drive through. Because guess what? And they're calling the Trump government fascist.
Yeah.
If it was fascist, you wouldn't be out there demonstrating.
No, you wouldn't.
No. You haven't lived in a country that's had fascism. I have. And the control by the government. might say I've lived there. I've been deployed there.
Yeah.
It wasn't a place that I want to go to and live by any means. But when I hear these things, and again, it was a terrible tragedy, but, it, you know, they and I don't believe things I see on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because then there are all these things put out about the woman that she'd been arrested many times for child abuse and, you know, all these other things. You know, a lot of them were being arrested because she was in political demonstrations. But I'm not even sure that's right. I'm not even sure it's real.
Yeah. You know, the thing I heard yesterday, I guess it was late Friday, I think it was part of Bondi's team that said that today there's going to be more shocking video coming out about Minnesota regarding the daycares.
Well, let's talk about that. This has been a it's caused Waltz not to run.
Yep.
I think they're going to go through this when they start getting into deeper into this. And then you got to ask yourself, where else is there lack of oversight?
It's popping up in Ohio right now too.
Yeah, and California. I mean, there are, I am surprised that we have so many things going on in California, so many programs. I think one of them needs to be looked at is the high-speed rail.
Yeah.
billions and billions of dollars have been spent there and nothing's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, some things. You know, they've built some stations and all that.
It's
but
a shame,
still,
too.
It is, because that's our tax money. And then the billions spent on homelessness, and as it came out from the California, you know, accounting office, saying they don't know which, you know, where the money went.
Yeah.
You know, specifically, or even which one of the programs worked.
Yeah.
In other words, you got 10 programs and you give each one of them $10 million.
You got no metrics.
Yeah. There's no metrics to say, well, this one really worked, and so maybe we should take the ones that aren't working and shift the money over to there. At least you'll get results.
Yeah. I was living in Los Angeles during lockdown, and Garcetti, the mayor at the time, said we should put the sanitation stations where the homeless people are. That was his, like, so you could, all the stuff you put on your hands to kill the germs.
Yeah.
And, like, that was, like, why do that? You're encouraging them to stay there.
Well, I think it also is things like, you know, I don't know how bad COVID hit the people that were living outside.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're some hardy people.
Yeah.
And they're not, they don't go in. You know, first of all, everything that was said, like that 6-foot rule, was arbitrary.
Yeah.
and you wear a mask that really doesn't protect you.
Right.
But you've got to wear it. And you can't go into restaurants unless you're the governor who goes into the French Laundry.
Yep, yep.
And all of these things. And again, I go back to the fact that the impact it's had and still has on us makes it very difficult if something really serious happens in our country.
Yeah.
It has to do with a widespread sickness or a disease that can kill people. People are going to, you know, they're going to hesitate before they believe what the government says. Like right now, there's a record flu activity going on with at least 15 million flu cases, which is kind of sounds like what's going around running.
Yeah.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention said this year, outpatient visits for flu-like symptoms reached the highest recorded level since the agency began tracking cases more than 30 years ago. This season has seen at least 180,000 hospitalizations and 7,400 deaths, with 26 states reporting very high levels of flu-like illnesses and 16 seeing high levels. And it's a new strain of influenza, A, H3N2, which is being blamed for the uptick.
And I would trust that information now more because RFK Jr. has cleaned that organization out and put respectable people in.
Well, that's what you. That's
well,
what,
that, that's what
that's
we're
what,
led to believe.
That's what you'd like to,
yeah.
to think. Yeah. So, okay. Other things are going on. The hundreds of additional Border Patrol officers are headed into Minnesota this week. headed to Minneapolis as tensions flare, as you know. Videos of the shooting are still emerging, and Minnesota officials are disputing the federal account of the incident while calling for greater transparency. And they said that more than 1,000 demonstrations, which I've already addressed, were planned across the U.S. And they're planning a bigger crackdown in Minneapolis and elsewhere. And then Saturday's protest in Twin Cities drew a crowd of thousands to the street where the shooting took place.
It happened within 30 miles of where George Floyd happened, too.
Wow.
6 years ago.
The, you know, when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, I don't remember seeing, you know, people standing up like this and saying.
Yeah.
And whether you, you know, and I haven't, you know, I have not, you know, I'm not making any type of judgment on that shooting.
Yeah.
I have seen the, the videos. Mm-hmm. I've seen the one from the officer himself where he got hit by the car. And, he had been hit and drugged back in June.
Yeah.
Down the street. And even, Minnesota's law says that when you use a car as
A weapon
like that, and it was signed by Walz.
Yeah.
Said that the officer can defend themselves.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Venezuela. And President Trump has signaled willingness to meet with Venezuela's newly sworn in president after the capture, of course, of Maduro. He's also set to meet this week with Venezuelan opposition leader and 2025 Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado, though he has expressed doubts about her ability to lead a post-Maduro government. And the Senate is expected to vote in the coming days on a measure to limit Trump's war powers in Venezuela. Venezuela.
Allegedly, she's going to give him her Nobel Peace
Prize. She wants
prize.
To, but yeah. She can't. She can't give it to her.
Oh,
to
that's
him.
Right.
That's right. They said he can.
They said that.
Now, here's the thing is, I mean, if you look at what Maduro said in that famous speech,
mm-hmm.
it was kind of like he invited Trump to come down there.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You could say that. I mean, some people could say that.
Yeah, yeah.
When he said, come and get me, you coward. I'm waiting. Okay. Here I am. Okay, I'm laughing about this. I don't mean to offend people, but I don't really care. Golden Globes had their big soiree. You know, this is how I feel about Hollywood award shows.
Yeah.
It's like a self-licking ice cream cone,
yeah.
Right? You know, oh, aren't we great? Aren't we great?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then I take a look. And Sue handed me a list of all the winners.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I've heard of one of them.
Yeah.
The one battle after another.
Yeah.
I've heard about it and I've seen some commercials, but I will tell you, most of the rest of them, never heard of them.
I've heard of a lot of them.
Have
but,
you?
But the,
well,
I keep up on that, yeah.
Yeah. But I haven't, you know, I've seen The Pit advertised
mm-hmm.
because it'll be a Watch The Pit.
Yeah.
And I don't. So, I'm not, is that a medical thing? I think it is. And then, so, I just have, I don't, Linda likes to watch it, you know, especially in the red carpet area, when everybody's coming in with these beautiful, women are coming in with these, you know, beautiful gowns and all that.
Well, the funny thing is the Academy Awards aren't even going to be broadcast on major network this year because the viewership has gone down. It's being streamed online. I mean, it's being streamed online.
Is it like on Prime or something like that?
I don't even think it's Prime. I think it's like a podcast type. I think it's on YouTube. I think YouTube is streaming it.
No.
I think so.
The Academy Awards.
Yeah, because viewership has gone down the past 3 years.
Well, it's gone down on all of these
things. It's like
nothing.
People, you know?
Yeah, people are tired of it. And people, you know, it's some of it's for reasons like this. Landman,
mm-hmm.
which is probably one of the most talked about series
yep.
that's come along in a long time. It's kind of like the Yellowstone.
Yep.
But it's the same thing like for Yellowstone. They weren't, you know, they weren't nominated.
Yep.
Not for the writing, not for the acting. yeah. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Landman, I mean, you know.
It's a great show.
It's a great show. And last night, I'm not going to mention it because in case you haven't seen it, but it was a shocker in there last night.
If you haven't seen it. The latest one yet.
I'll tell you right after the show.
Okay. Sure.
No. And then yesterday with the football games going on and the 49ers and the Bills and the Patriots are all moving forward.
Yep. I saw that.
The 49ers coming back, they lost George Kittle with an Achilles injury. Does that mean he's out for the rest of the year? But they've been out for the rest of the year all year.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got people missing that are just integral parts, and they still find ways to win. They beat the Eagles, which is my kid's team.
Oh, no.
They bleed green.
No.
Oh, yeah. And I haven't said anything, nor will I.
Yeah.
I never say anything. Good. Never say anything after they win because, as Vince says, I take this seriously. My son. Okay. All right. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been around, gosh, 25, 26 years at least. And I'm sure Jeff Wurst will call me and tell me exactly. I hope he does. But nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. He is the windshield whisperer, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 24 inches in length. He can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield, brings it into a climate-controlled area, works his magic on it at a really fair price. And you're on your way with your windshield fixed. So if you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle in, car, truck, SUV, or how about one of those big RVs, down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis. Or you can give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today, tomorrow, or when it works out on your schedule. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And we'll be right back.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Ready to boost your learning and earning potential? Shasta College can help. Full-time students may qualify for 2 years of free tuition to jumpstart a high-demand career. Pressed for time? We get it. That's why we offer 8-week compressed, cohort-based, and online or hybrid classes designed for busy adults. Spring classes start January 21st, so now's the perfect time to plan your next step. For more information, contact ShastaCollege.edu.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines are here at 530-605-4567. Our bank of hundreds of phone lines. Okay, maybe not. Hey, you know, let's see, several things here. Trump wants to, I'm going to stay with Minnesota for right now. You know, this thing that young man, YouTuber, broke that caused all of this consternation here. But it's, this was not unknown to people. This has been going on for a decade.
Wow.
Reports of fraud in child care operations has been going on for almost a decade, but the politicians and legacy media initially ignored or downplayed the story, probably because perpetrators were from a minority that carries intersectional clout in woke circles and electoral clout for Democrats, according to the story. In 2025, the magazine County Highway reported in depth on the scam, followed by the City Journal, and finally even the New York Times. And Waltz, who's been in power for nearly 8 years, tried to shift blame away from himself and Somalis and perpetrators onto President Trump. And it didn't, and, you know, for noticing this and conservatives, it, of course, has not worked. But there's more to this. The much larger cost of absorbing millions of low-skilled immigrants into the country. In 2016, a Harvard article said the higher cost of all the services provided to immigrants and the lower taxes they pay because they have lower earnings inevitably implies that on a year-to-year basis, immigration creates a fiscal hole of at least $50 billion. Many of the Somalis that came in, and this isn't all Somalis, doctors, lawyers, but many of them came in as refugees or on a family reunification visas are an interesting subset to examine. Many from 2019 to 2023, the median Somali household in Minnesota had an income of $43,000 compared to a national median of $78,000. That means that they will qualify for many federal benefits. He looked at a net lifetime, Daniel D. Martino, Manhattan Institute, looked at a net lifetime fiscal impact of immigrants. Immigrants without a college education are a net fiscal burden of up to $400,000. He estimates while each immigrant under the age of 35 with a graduate degree reduces the budget deficit by $1 million in net present value.
Yeah.
If they have, you know, with a graduate degree. Okay. Somali refugees fall into more of the former category. 58% of them do not speak English well, and 39% have no high school diploma. That means a heavier use of welfare programs. 80% use some kind of welfare. 86 of such families are on Medicaid, compared to only 28% of Minnesota households headed by a native-born citizen. More than one in five Somali men of working age are unemployed. More than half the children in Somali immigrant households are below the poverty line, compared with only 7.6 of those in native-headed. Native would be Native Minnesotans, Minnesotans. Studies in Europe have shown an average immigrants from certain countries are net takers from the fiscal pot over their lifetime, while others are net givers. So, and they were, this congressman was talking about that, you know, 80% are on welfare,
SNAP benefits.
Yeah, all these. Well, native-born Minnesotans, it's something like, 10%, those kind of things. So there is a cost to Minnesota and to every state. I don't think all the ones that came into our country, of course, are taking more than they're giving.
Yeah.
But when you get 10 million migrants that flooded across our borders, and the vast majority of them, I would believe, do not have English skills,
right,
or the education,
yeah,
that would allow them to assimilate. And there lies the other problem, is assimilation into our society. X number of people coming in gives and they moving into communities gives them a chance to assimilate.
Mm-hmm.
When millions come across, and especially if they, if they end up congregating in certain areas like Dearborn, Michigan, and up in Minneapolis and these other places, if they start and they have large communities, they don't assimilate,
yep,
according to everything I've read. They don't assimilate as fast or
at all.
At all. And there lies another big problem. You come to America to be an American. You can be proud of your country that you came from, but you are now an American.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been here in America for 10 years, you're not British, you're not Irish.
Yeah.
You're not Italian.
Yeah.
You're not Somalian. You're American. You should be. You should have assimilated. You can't, I'm an American of Somali heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Fine.
Yeah.
But you're here for 10 years. You should be able to speak the language, take advantage of so many educational programs to finish, GEDs, things like this.
Yeah.
And when you don't, it just makes it tough on your family, and it makes it tough on taxpayers who have to keep more and more money has to go in to support these families.
Yeah.
Because they're not letting them starve. They're not letting them not have medical care. They're, of these. And this isn't just Somalis. It's any community.
Yeah.
That comes in and you start getting overwhelmed.
Yes. Yep.
So you don't have to agree with me on that, but this is what you see in Europe. You see it, Norway. You see it in England.
Mm-hmm.
Germany, all these European nations that have become just had welcomed or not, or allowed millions of people to come in, where we have a border that said, no, you can't come in, and yet Biden just let it.
Yeah.
It was just, there was nothing.
It was chaos.
It was chaos. And it's getting worse. And so now when you have people that are enforcing the law, and something like 70% of the people ICE arrest have broken the law, or they have done things in their country,
right,
that is enough to get them deported. And I'm not saying all, everybody, no, but they're saying about 70%. There are 30% because they are in that area.
Mm-hmm.
When they come into arrest and they're not citizens, well, they've broken the law.
Yeah.
And people say, well, it's a civil law. No. No, it's not.
No, it's federal law.
It's a federal law if you come into this country illegally. If you overstay a visa, that then becomes civil. Yeah. That's a civil offense. But you can still be picked up, arrested, and sent back to your home if you've overstayed your visa.
Right.
So, you know, so it is a criminal offense to come across the border. Civil offense if you've overstayed your visa. But still, both of them will get you arrested. This is not going to back off.
No.
Trump's not going to back off.
Nope.
And, you know, I still am trying to figure out. Walt said, well, we're going to put our National Guard on alert. And then he said, well, in case there's riots or things. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we're going to break for the news. When we come back, we've got Shasta College and their logging department. And I can't wait to hear about all the things that they're doing out there. So we'll be right back.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says hundreds more federal agents are being deployed to Minneapolis and vicinity in the midst of big anti-ICE protests. The demonstrations ramped up following the fatal shooting of an anti-ICE protester last week. President Trump says video shows Renee Good weaponized her vehicle at the time she was shot.
We can't be treating law enforcement that way, whether it's ICE or Border Patrol or our police and men and women. You can't do that.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, whose interest rate policy has rankled President Trump, says he's now facing a criminal indictment from the Department of Justice.
Powell issued a video statement about the central bank being served with subpoenas and facing threats from the Trump administration. The subpoena relates to Powell's congressional testimony last June, but the Fed chair said it's about something else.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
Powell warned that the Fed's independence is at stake and that he will continue to serve in the face of political intimidation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Thousands of nurses have gone on strike at several major private New York City hospitals, Mount Sinai, New York Presbyterian, and Montefiore. Mount Sinai West nurse Dinesh Forbes.
The big bosses at Mount Sinai has refused to give us health care over their pocket. They want to slash it. They won't come to the table and talk about it. They just want us to hand it over to them, and it can't work. How can we as nurses be inside taking care of patients when we don't have health care? We need to have good health care so we stay strong.
The walkout comes as the flu has been sending lots of people to the hospital. The Dow down 144. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Everybody loves the season of giving, but now the season of paying for it is upon us. That not-so-wonderful time of the year when millions of Americans open their credit card statements, stare in horror at the balance, and resolve then and there to find new ways to save money. If you're among those Americans, why not start by cutting your wireless bill in half right now with Pure Talk's Saver Plan? It's easy. You'll get unlimited talk, text, and 3 gigs of high-speed data on a super-fast, nationwide 5G network for just $20 a month. Just dial #250, say Micro, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Ho, ho, ho! And if you're active or former military or a first responder, you'll save an additional 20% every single month. That's #250. Say Micro for the gift that keeps on saving from America's wireless company. Pure Talk.
The International Court of Justice will consider serious allegations lodged against Myanmar's military rulers.
The Gambia alleges that Myanmar breached its obligations under the Genocide Convention during a military crackdown in 2017 against its Rohingya population. It was carried out by Myanmar's armed forces alongside Buddhist militias. A United Nations fact-finding mission the following year concluded that the military campaign involved genocidal acts, citing widespread killings, sexual violence, and the systematic destruction of Rohingya villages. Myanmar has consistently denied allegations of genocide. This is the first genocide case to be heard on its merits by the ICJ in more than a decade.
The BBC's Anna Holligan. A Hong Kong court is hearing arguments about the sentence for pro-democracy media founder Jimmy Lai and his co-defendants in a landmark national security case
Their convictions under a national security law could lead to life in prison. News and analysis, townhall.com. When it comes to revitalizing Venezuela's energy infrastructure, ExxonMobil may find itself on the outside looking in. President Trump says he is inclined to exclude ExxonMobil from the group of American oil companies called on to do the work and share the profits.
Mr. Trump's statement comes after ExxonMobil's top executive voiced skepticism over oil investment efforts in Venezuela after the toppling of dictator Nicolas Maduro. Speaking on Air Force One, President Trump told reporters that he didn't like Exxon's response. During a Friday meeting with oil executives, President Trump tried to assuage the concerns of the oil company.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney is visiting China this week to mend relations with the world's second largest economy. First visit by a Canadian leader in 8 years. Carney aims to double non-U.S. exports over the next decade. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Good morning and welcome to the show. Thanks for waking up or getting ready or on your way to work and listening with us. 8:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Alex is here.
Good morning.
Running everything?
Yes.
And it's National
Clean Off Your Desk Day.
Clean Off Your Desk Day. Which really is not as hard as it sounds. It's just you take some stuff and you give it to Alex and say,
and then I put it on Pat's desk.
And then you put it on Pat's desk, and then it all ends up on Sue's desk.
Yeah,
anyway.
There you go.
So the weather today, it's going to be sunny from today all the way through Sunday. Sunny every day, mid-60s during the day and the mid-40s at night. Today through Sunday. That is absolutely great news. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business. I've been doing this for 30 years. The third generation of the Kenny family is working in there, too. All three generations, it's kind of cool. And they have discounts for seniors and veterans. They take care of their customers. Got a great reputation, and they're just really good people. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And give them a call at 530-365-3793. And I'm here with Peter Griggs from Shasta College in our once-a-month show here, which is always enjoyable. And so what did you bring today?
Well, Carl,
I should say, who did you bring today, not what?
Absolutely. No, thank you again for having us on the show. Absolutely love this time of the month. We get an opportunity to share, again, some of the great programs that we have out of the college. Today, we're really excited to have our logging operations team with us, and they're here to share about that program. It's, of course, one of our another gem out there at Shasta College. And really looking forward to today's segment.
Well, so am I. Is this the first time we've had logging on? We've had logging on before. We've had it on before.
Yeah, we've had it on before, but it has been a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, it seems that we go much longer than a couple of months, and again, we have so many great programs out there.
And they change. They're constantly changing in the sense of what they accomplish on your diesel mechanics and talking about how he has his people. He's not really into homework, but he is into getting his students into getting more and more different credentials, and that's their kind of their study program.
You know, I think that education at large, you know, has so many facets to it that it's great to have the programs in, and they can share. Here's a day in the life of an average student. Here is if you're a returning adult, if you're a working adult currently and you're looking to get back in education, here's a program that would work for you. If you're looking to transfer, here's a program that would work for you. So all of our programs have that opportunity to come in and share who the student is and what a typical day would look like for
them. And, you know, we were at a, it was a celebration of life, but one of the young men I met there is a Porsche mechanic in L.A., one of the top dealerships. He does well.
I would think so.
He does well. There, and he's working with his hands, doing things he wants to do. So we're here today with Jonas Lindblom, who is the heavy equipment logging instructor. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great. How are you?
And Christopher Hockenberry, who is an instructional program technician and a graduate.
Correct.
Of the logging program.
Yeah.
Okay. Jonas, how did you get in? How did you get into logging?
My family is just generational loggers in the logging industry. So
really?
I am fourth generation in the industry. One side of my family had worked scaling at log mills, things like that. And the other side has been log truck drivers predominantly.
Okay.
And so I've been exposed to it most of my life. And it was just a natural thing to work in the summertime. That was a great job while I was going to college. And I really just started to explore different possibilities in the logging industry while trying to make some money to go to school.
And you're from around here?
I'm originally from Humboldt County.
Okay.
Yes, so pretty large logging community.
Yeah, they do. Well, then you've seen a lot of changes.
Yes.
I mean, you're not old by any means, but four generations, you've seen a lot of changes in the logging industry.
Yeah, there's been a lot of technology, equipment advances that really it's overall become a safer industry.
Did you have like a spotted owl memorial at your house?
I did not, but I'm sure someone in my family might have.
Might have. Okay, and Chris, how did you get into this?
Well, I came to Shasta College as a student in 2022, and got into the logging program and really enjoyed being in the woods and everything that makes up the industry. And a position came open as I was graduating, so I applied for it and was accepted and have been working at the college for a little under 2 years now.
Why logging? Where are you from? Are you from around here?
I am.
Okay.
And it's one of those
fields. You're not an 18-year-old kid either.
No.
So you must have done some other things.
Yeah, I was a mechanic on European vehicles for about 15 years.
we were just talking about the Porsche, you know, the guy. But it's a little bit different.
Yeah, which is great fun. But after your 900th oil change on a BMW 3 Series, you're kind of used to the same old, same old.
Yeah.
Being in a building all day in lockdown kind of is no fun. I enjoy being out in the wilderness, out in the woods, getting to see just the beauty there is out there on a daily basis. And what we're doing out there contributes a lot to the health of the forest. It's not just logging, but there is a lot that goes into it. But I enjoy just being out in the woods, and fresh air never hurts, snow never hurts. You know, it's just a great, great environment to be in on a daily basis.
Okay. Jonas, Christopher obviously likes being out in the outdoors and working with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that is kind of the main main thing in common your students have?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our students are looking for a change, and they enjoy being outdoors. And one great thing about being in the logging industry is you get to get out into some country that most people haven't seen. You get to wake up and see the sunrise every morning in a different location, and really just enjoy the outdoors as a whole while you're working.
This is another example I see with Christopher. If somebody that had a good job,
mm-hmm.
but wanted to change mm-hmm. his life, and Shasta College, Peter,
absolutely.
Shasta College offers that opportunity to so many people.
Right. We, you know, we're exceptional at anyone who is basically a returning adult, a working adult currently. You're a high school student. We have our dual enrollment programs. And so logging operations caters to all of those students. But as Chris said, you know, if you're in a job where, okay, I've done this, I'm looking for a change, and I love the outdoors, your path might actually be in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're here at Shasta College in the heavy equipment and logging. department over there, which I've seen from afar and kind of followed a little bit like that. Your firefighter academy, in fact, you were just talking to one of the people that work with us here.
Yeah.
His son just graduated from there. We had one of our producers go through there,
mm-hmm.
go through the academy.
Another exceptional program.
Another exceptional program, too. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Voted best in the North State for the fourth year in a row, and there's a reason for it. And they are the best in the North State. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair, stone cutting, jewelry design, great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Been there for over 30 years. They are established. They're locally owned, locally operated, and just good people there. The only place that we go to buy jewelry is Four Winds Jewelry. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Shasta College.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, rare pink, happy ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff, with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. Sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have butterscones for tea.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Alex, you know, love you, man. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 8:20 in the morning here on the 12th of January, and I'm going to help you out, 2026. And today we have Shasta College, and as you could probably tell by the by our bump song, that we have the heavy equipment and logging class or department in here with Jonas Lindblom, who is the instructor, and Christopher Hockenberry, who is the instructional program technician. Okay, the logging program, I mean, a lot of places do not have logging programs. Let's just say that right away. Shasta College does. Tell us a little bit about the program, what type of classes, the training you get.
Yeah, absolutely. So our logging program is one of two, essentially, in the nation that are run a similar program to us. So we're very fortunate in that field. And our students are set up in an academy-style class. So we really try to shorten and condense our program to one semester. Mm-hmm. That way they could get their certificate and get right into the field. Because our industry partners saw a shortage of employees and a rise in the average age in the loggers in our community. So
sure,
they were
sure
hoping for a new fleet of
aging out.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And so in our program, we have 3 days that we're actually in the woods operating. That's a big component of our program. We see the seat time as progress. And so the more the students are exposed to the equipment, the better they progress and the more comfortable they get.
Now, they're being trained on the equipment before they go out there, of course.
So we do a little bit of on-the-spot training. So mm-hmm. We, of course, go over our safety, what the equipment's jobs are and everything. And we do that on the site so they can see actively what the equipment looks like. And then we shortly try to get them to get hands-on as soon as possible in our controlled environment to get them exposed and get them comfortable in that those pieces of equipment.
Okay, so what kind of equipment are we talking about?
So we run a full logging side. So we run a feller buncher or a hot saw, which is the piece of equipment that actually cuts the trees down. It's pretty amazing. You can fire that machine up.
This is something you ride in, right?
You do, yeah. So
these are not the guys with the what about chainsaws?
We do chainsaw work just to make sure we get our students exposed to the industry and comfortable with pieces of equipment they might use. But we do hire out just because of the safety factor with our students. Many of them have not seen a chainsaw, let alone cut down a tree. And so we hire a professional to come out and help us with that.
Mm-hmm.
But most of our training is with what we call mechanical equipment.
Okay.
So you have a cab and you have your joysticks, control pedals, everything like that, and you're in a cab. So it's really a very safe environment.
How big a tree can that? What's that machine you call? What's
it called? Feller buncher or a hot saw?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hot saw is a pretty common name. Yes.
Because it comes in and it's running parallel to the ground.
It is, yes.
So how big a tree can you cut from there?
Ours is designed to cut up to about a 27-inch diameter tree.
Okay.
And so really actually pretty good size. If you work and you're professional, you can get a little bigger. Most of our students stick a little smaller just for the safety factor.
Oh, yeah, I'd be going after a little willow tree. and then does that drop the tree? And
so
I've seen machines that drop it, grab it.
So this one is designed mainly just for cutting.
Okay.
And so it will cut the tree, and the machine's really amazing because it has powerful hydraulics. So you're able to cut the tree and hold onto it. So you're holding the tree in the machine, and you can maneuver that tree wherever you'd like, and you can put it into a bundle for the next piece of equipment to come and collect.
Okay, so you're just not going to willy-nilly just let it drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can direct it and everything, so or put it someplace where it can be, then the next phase comes in.
Yes, and being able to just lay it down nicely actually protects the tree and prevents it from shattering, essentially, which sometimes happens.
Sure.
And then after the hot saw, we come in with what's called a skidder. A lot of times we'll get students come through and observe our program, And we call it the off-road monster truck. So it's got large rubber tires. It's able to go many places in the woods, up steep hills, over rocks, things like that. It's got a set of grapples on the back. And so all those bundles that the hot saw makes, that skidder is able to come in, grab a hold of that bundle, and bring it down to the landing.
Now, skidders used to be a dangerous job.
Very, yeah. There were a lot of deaths.
When they were trying to skid logs down the hill, and mules, and donkey engines like that.
So. Yes, yeah, very dangerous. They do occasionally flip over. We do our best to stay away from that. But
now it's
now it's fully enclosed cab.
Yeah, and it's a lot safer.
And you have a 4-point harness, so you're fully strapped in. So it has come a long way. So you're very safe.
Okay. Okay, then the skidder, after the hot slog gets to it, then the skidder brings them down to an area, and then what happens?
So once we have the skidder, drop it off to what's called a processor. So it does a lot like what it sounds like. It will actually process those logs, and that operator has a computer screen in its cab, and it's working with the machine to make sure that it cuts the proper lengths for each species.
Is this the one that picks? This is the one that picks it up, and then it runs down and takes all the limbs off.
It does. So it has wheels inside that roll, and so as it gets its length, it's also stripping all the limbs off. So it's got what's called delimbing knives, and it will actually break those limbs off all the way up as it goes. And then it's got two saws inside the machine itself, and that will cut your length for the log.
So you're looking for a 20-foot log.
Let's just say. Yep.
And so after it strips off all the branches, it comes back and it makes that cut.
Yes.
And if you got enough for two, it'll cut both.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you will run that log down. You'll cut your first length, and then you'll continue to run the log down and cut your next length depending on what the mill wants.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
Yes. Oh, and for one thing, the safety factor goes way up.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you can process a lot of trees.
Yeah, so you're looking at, with a comfortable operator, you're looking at, what do you think, Chris, 10, 15 seconds per log?
Yeah, I would say that's about average. You probably get through a good 500 to 800 a day if you had a complete logging site that was moving quickly.
From the time they cut it?
From the beginning of the day to the end of the day.
Cutting it. And then what happens?
So
they're all piled up.
Yep. So the processor will pile them up in what we call the slip. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially the location between the processor and the loader, the log loader.
Okay.
And so that loader operator will then take a pile of mixed lengths and species and will sort them out into log decks in the landing and prepare them for loading.
So you've got different type trees
in this.
So your, what do you call them, loader?
Loader, yeah, log loader.
He'll say, okay, I need these type trees, and that's the ones he'll take and move over to one side. And then, so he divides them all out.
Yep, so they'll sort them out. The mill prefers to have what we call pure loads, so one species on a log truck. And so
they can process them.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. And so we load them on the log trucks. The students do as well. And we have our own log trucks as well to transport to the mill.
And your family, half of your family, was driving log trucks.
Yes.
Which doesn't seem like a real easy job.
No, it can be a difficult, long, and taxing day for sure. Yes.
Oh, yeah, especially coming up and down the hills.
Yes.
Especially when you have a log truck behind you and you're coming down off Buckhorn. I'm looking in there and you're on a motorcycle. I can beat him on the straightaways, but, man, he catches me on the curves. Okay, so, and now I have been at Sierra Pacific when they're processing the logs after it gets there. Computers, the guy they're watching, everything is just set up, and he adjusts a little bit. And he's got a little joystick there, and you know, for the handling of the logs at that point. And so that's fat. I don't know if you've ever seen that, Peter.
Yeah, no, I've been on one of their tours. It's incredible.
It's fascinating.
It's amazing.
And a lot of that stuff, I think Red Emerson designed himself, I heard.
Well, we have
back in the old days.
We have great partnerships with not only SPI, but another number of other industry partners.
Okay.
Which is another great facet of this program, is that they're constantly talking with their industry partners.
So who are besides Sierra Pacific?
So I'll just mention a little bit on Sierra Pacific as well, because they are gracious enough to let us operate on their property. So our not only our logging, but our natural resources has access to, I think it's roughly 70,000 acres.
Okay.
And so we're able to go up and host class and do field trips and things like that. But on top of that, they allow us to operate, and they will actually buy the logs back from us to help put back into the program for our sustainability component as well.
So you're cutting their logs,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to buy their logs from you.
Yes, yes. So they pay us for the logs that we produce.
Yeah,
and
because
truck to the mill.
You're delivering a product.
Yes,
maybe
absolutely.
Their product, but
yep.
still.
Yes.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. And just huge support along the way. We just have numerous field trips and everything.
Well, you know what? Red Emerson does a lot for our community. Mm-hmm. But on something like this, it's twofold. One, it gets Aries logged that he needs logged.
Mm-hmm.
But two, it's providing employment and training for the people he's going to need, or Sierra Pacific or other of your partners are going to need in the future. Which leads me to a couple other questions that we'll talk about after we get back. Besides your partnerships and the fact that we've got to do something about these terrible fires, and one of the things you can do is you can thin out the forest, and which seems to me, you know, a win-win situation done correctly. You can thin out these forests, and that you could then have people working. Then you have wood that we can sell, so we don't have to keep importing it from other countries. Mm-hmm. So, to me, it's the whole thing is a win-win-win proposition, because then you can go to school too. Okay, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway, if that's what you remember. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a hair salon. It's an old-timey barbershop with two great barbers, Tim and Logan. When I found them in 2007 when I moved here, I've never gone to another place. Never had a bad haircut there. And I like to set up when it works for me instead of waiting in line. So I either call them at 530-244-9478 or I go to Booksy. Yes, they're dragging me into the 21st or 20 whatever century this is. They're dragging me in there, and I used Booksy the other day where you go to Cypress Square Barbershop and you can look out 2-3 months, 4 months ahead and set up that date. And then Booksy will text me and send me an email when it's time for my haircut to remind me, which is probably a good idea. So, Cypress Square Barbershop, my friends, it's man's last stronghold, and it's a great place. Highly recommend them. And we'll be right back with Shasta College and the heavy equipment logging.
Charlew's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlew's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lundebont. Today, the 12th of January, 2026, 8:35 in the morning, and it's going to be sunny today, my friends, with a high near 64, and it's going to be like that through next Sunday. All sunshine and happiness. Mid-60s during the day, mid-40s, mid to low-40s. In the evening, but it's every day is going to be the same, and that we are ready for that. I am. Maybe the underneath my house will dry out. Maybe.
Good luck.
Never had that problem before until these last, you know, these huge
these last storms were pretty significant.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. My sump pump was working 24 hours a day. You could hear it no matter what time of the day it was. You'd hear it going, ba-bum, 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 and watching the water flowing out. We're here with Shasta College, and Peter Griggs brought another great group in today. Jonas Lindblom, who heads up the heavy equipment logging department there, and Christopher Hockenberry, who went through the program and then has been hired back in to be an instructor and a technician. Now, let's talk about simulators, because it wasn't clear to me, you know, that you're given a class and then they get out on machines, but they're on simulators many times before they even get on the machine. Is that correct?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. They are exposed definitely to the piece of equipment.
So they know what it...
Yeah.
But so they have how to move their hands, because it's joysticks.
It is, yes.
Is it pedals? Are you doing that too?
Yep. Yeah. Foot pedals and joysticks are predominantly how you run the equipment, along with some buttons on those joysticks as well.
Yeah. Kind of like driving a bulldozer.
A little bit. Yes.
Kind of like that.
Yep.
Yep.
So we use them hand in hand. So they get exposed a little bit to the simulators, which is a newer technique that we use. But we also have them get right onto the equipment.
The equipment itself. Is the equipment out there at Shasta College?
So our equipment's located in Viola. So just east of Shingletown.
Oh, no, and, I know where that is.
Yes. So we are working in the woods on site, from the first day, essentially.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't understand that part. So since on the first day you guys are out there and they're getting introduced to all this. I'm sorry, I missed that somewhere when we were talking. Mm-hmm. You know, but there's classroom work, but the main focus is being out there on the machinery.
Yes, yes. So we have the 3 days, 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday are in the woods on the equipment. And then the Tuesday, Thursday is on campus going through intro to construction equipment operating class. So they get more exposure to equipment. Then they have a career planning class, get their resumes and interview skills ready. From there, we move on to our wood products class. So that's kind of the next step in the process. So once they log and they utilize the logs, they're actually able to bring it on campus, and we have some portable sawmills and firewood processors to help see the next step going from log form to sell marketable products.
So do you make marketable products there?
We do, yes. So
like what?
So we sell firewood on campus, and we actually have started making lumber. At first, it was just to supplement our shop classes and help bring their costs down.
Yeah.
But we've started to get a little more efficient on campus, and so we have started to sell a little bit of lumber.
So too. When does class start in the morning?
So our Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we start at 7.
Okay. And so Carl Bott shows up at 7 o'clock
mm-hmm.
on a Monday.
Yes.
What happens?
On 7 o'clock on a Monday, we load up into our pickups, and we head straight to the woods.
Okay.
Yes.
We get there by 8.
Yep. We're there by 8. We start doing our pre-operation inspections, checking fluids, everything on the equipment, and warming mm-hmm. them up. And then we operate for our 6 hours, and we head back.
Do you cut down trees during that time?
We do. Yes, absolutely. And so the students will start with really, really basic operations. We usually have some tasks set up for them where they can just do very simple, get comfortable with controls.
Sure.
And as we go through that semester, we slowly increase from a lot of hands-on, a lot of instruction, to more of an individual paced, program to help get them ready for the workforce.
Male or female?
Both. The great part about a lot of the advances in equipment is it's no longer a male-dominant environment. We have a lot of female students starting to enroll in our program, and I will say oftentimes they do a little better than our male students.
Well, they've got maybe more finesse when it comes to the equipment and, you know, guiding it, maybe.
Yes.
I don't know.
There's not so much force. There's finesse and do.
Well, and because everything is, once you get into the tractor and get into the cab, tree gets cut down, gets moved, mm-hmm. gets skidded, gets sorted, and gets, it also gets cut and
processed.
Then it gets, and then gets sorted out and then gets loaded onto the trucks. So in reality, once you get into the cab that morning, mm-hmm. you don't get out of the cab that morning.
Yes. Yep. Unless there's a minor breakdown, hoses,
sure.
anything like that. Yep.
Yeah.
You're in the cab all day.
Wow.
Pretty impressive.
Not like it used to be.
No. And those cabs are, I mean, it's comfortable.
Yes.
And you've been in it for generations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure your family remembers crosscut saws.
My great-grandfather, I'm sure, saw many.
Well, we use those in the backcountry horsemen because we're up in wilderness areas, and you cannot bring anything mechanized, including chainsaws.
Mm-hmm.
So we're out there with crosscut saws, clearing big trees off trails, and then just regular saws. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the two-man saw.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So things have changed. Well, and you know what? It opens... I guess the big thing is right now is the industry. Is this what's your percentage for getting jobs?
So right now we're sitting about 80 to 85% of our students are getting jobs right into the workforce.
Are they trying to poach them out of your class?
Yeah, oftentimes I'll have some of our great industry partners come a little early and be ready to hire some.
Who's your best one?
Okay. Yes.
You, over there.
Yes. Yeah, they're doing a lot
of... That happens in every one of your trade programs. That happens,
it does.
Too.
It does. Now, Jonas, weren't you also saying that at the end of the semester you have kind of a... meet and greet or a show and tell
yes.
for all of your students and your industry partners?
We call it our showcase, our logging showcase.
Sorry.
So we have a rotation of our students go through the equipment, and we invite our local industry partners and loggers up to actually watch the students operate the equipment and get a chance to interview and ask them questions as well. So it's a great day. It takes all day. We start somewhere around 8:39. And we finish about 3, and our industry partners really have started to
enjoy.
And
where's that at?
We do that on site. So we will
do
that.
Okay, right there at Shasta College.
Actually, at our logging.
Okay, Viola, mm-hmm. then up
yes.
in that area.
So
and I know that area very well. I have a friend that has a place back there.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, Chris, what have you gained from this? I mean, I know you're an instructor and you obviously know what you're doing, but what have you gained from this?
Well, I'd say coming from the student aspect and then coming into the working aspect of it, I've got to see a lot of the different avenues there is there at Shasta College. And something I'd like to touch on along with the showcase is the fact that our success of our students is our main goal here at Shasta College. The success of the students is the reason that we're here. If it wasn't for the students coming through the program, we wouldn't have a program to be running. So them being successful is what we focus on, and making sure that they're able to gain employment in a career that they came to school for is very important. So setting those goals, achieving those goals, and then gaining employment is what we're looking for the long term for the student.
And I think that's I'm really happy to hear that, but that's for every one of your trade.
Yes, that's and all of Shasta College.
And, well, yeah. It's
the whole college.
Not just trades, but everything, nursing and all of it, but you're moving on to the next, another university, or you're moving out into the workforce. But, and Shasta College has just been great. I mean, really good at providing this.
Well, I think Chris has said it very well, is the success of our students.
Yeah, that
is really foremost.
No matter what iteration, no matter what department.
If you're transferring, great. We're going to get you, you know, ready for that next step, for the UC, CSU, whatever it happens to be.
Sure.
So that you can find success in your career and in your life.
Yeah. And I think my story here with Shasta College is just a testament to that, having come through the program and then having the opportunity to work in the program to give back to the school that gave to me and to be able to see people come through. I know where they were at when they started, sometimes not knowing, ooh, is this going to be for me, or I'm not sure what I should be doing, but I'm going to take these classes anyways, to gaining employment. I have students that send me snapshots of them at work all the time. Look how beautiful it is out here. And just things like that really make it fulfilling as a job to see that you've helped somebody go from, I haven't worked in so many years, I'm kind of scared, to look at where I'm at today and all this other stuff. It just is full circle for me because I've been through the whole gauntlet there. And like I said, getting hired at Shasta College just kind of brings it all back to seeing how important it is to take those first steps, to follow through with it, and what you put your mind to will happen for you.
Okay, that's a good place for a break. And we will be right back after these messages.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente, Rare Pink, Happy Ending. Extremely limited and rare, this is a perfecto in every sense of the word. A spicy Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and luscious Nicaraguan Dominican filler. Offer up notes of oak, leather, cocoa, and spice. Proceeds from the sale of this cigar benefit breast cancer research. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Near Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're here with Shasta College and the Heavy Equipment Logging Department, and Jonas Lindblom, who heads it up, and Christopher Hockenberry, who is one of the program technicians, instructions. Now, two things. You have apprenticeships. Mm-hmm. And how does that work?
So starting out with our program, our students are actually considered pre-apprenticeships. So our students are signed up with our partner, which is CRAFT, California Registered Apprenticeship for Forest Training. And they will actually be able to count some of their hours towards their apprenticeship program. So once they graduate our program with their certificate, they're pipelined right into our CRAFT partnership and be able to do their apprenticeship with a logging program.
Okay. And the other thing, too, which I think would interest a lot of people is it's not just logging that your graduates can go into.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what other kind of jobs?
Chris, I'll let you kind of hit on that a little bit, too.
So in the fields of fire mitigation, fire restoration, and private contracting on fires, is a very hireable area for students that come from logging due to the steep hill training and different various facets there.
Mm-hmm.
We also have preventative for around housing and such like that, the thinning of forests, water tending, running water trucks on fires or even just logging roads. Also log truck, getting in if you have your CDL, knowing about the industry, the species, and what goes on at a log landing is very important in that aspect. So there is a lot of other companies besides just logging in, our logging partners or logging companies that are looking for people coming out.
It seems like mitigation where people are trying to clear out areas around their homes especially because of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mastication for the cogen plants. Is that what we're talking about? They're cutting out all this brush and then the cogen plants burn it?
So many times with the cogen plants, you're running a chipping operation, so they'll actually chip straight into a truck.
Okay.
And then our masticator will chip straight to the ground. So the masticators predominantly work with really brushy areas.
Mm-hmm.
And then the we call it biomass. So the biomass jobs will chip to burn at the cogen plant.
It seems like biomass is going to pick up. Because it gets rid of a lot of times trash wood and brush and provides electricity, even though there's probably people arguing against that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
This is a strong program with a future.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're seeing a ton of students getting hired into various aspects of logging, fire mitigation, things like that. And we have our industry partners keep coming back and asking for more students who's ready to go, who isn't. And there's just a huge demand for operators in the industry.
Well, you know, you would think a town like Redding, I mean, especially after the car fire, that they would hire a company to come in and clear areas, or at least, you know, thin out areas.
Yeah, so I don't know the exact number, but there was well over 10 different companies working to help clear out a lot of the private and land to help get ready for replanting and cleanup.
Well, we had a friend that got caught in a tenant fire, and it burnt down every tree in his whole property. He's got a pretty big property. Mm-hmm. And he went out, and he hired a company to come in, take all the burnt trees out while they were still viable. Mm-hmm. And they came in and cleared everything, and then he planted something like 80,000 mm-hmm. New trees of different, you know, a couple of different varieties.
Right.
And but I saw the trucks, and I saw the equipment out there and what they were doing. And I thought, oh my gosh, you've got four guys out here doing something that probably would have taken 50, which is kind of it's taking jobs, but on the other hand, it's producing jobs.
Yes.
And you've just got to figure that this is going to happen because, you know, first of all, just the safety yep. involved.
Yeah. Right. So there's a few less people on a typical job, but at the same time, they're still short on
employees. There's still plenty of jobs out there.
Yes, absolutely.
And so with this President Trump's policies on trying to figure them all out, and I don't even try. But on tariffs and all that, it seems like the lumber industry would benefit from this. I don't know if you've seen that or if you've even followed that.
A little bit. It seems like we're kind of sitting at an idle, hoping for something to start to take place. But he's really helped try and open up some different avenues for loggers to be able to make a living.
And we're not talking clear-cutting forest here. We're talking about mm-hmm. a planned thinning of forest. Mm-hmm. So when the fires come, they just don't have all the fuel.
Yeah, I think
is the worst thing.
A common misconception for loggers is just cut everything down, which is pretty much the opposite. They're really a steward of the land. So that's their livelihood. They want to make sure that they're making sure things are right for future generations. And
a lot of these large companies, as they cut, they plant.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's kind of like rotating your cattle through a field. And then after you come back 10 years later mm-hmm. and start mm-hmm. again.
Yeah, it's really a long-term crop. It is a sustainable resource, and many of the companies that own property and own timberland really make sure that they're setting themselves up for success 80, 100, 200 years down the road.
Well, and Jonas, this also dovetails very nicely into our forestry
yes,
program
absolutely.
Of college. And so students, I know that there have been some students in your logging operations who have also taken advantage of our forestry program.
Yes.
And, and then go to work for places like Sierra Pacific, and then they're out planting seedlings and really looking at the health of the forest and trying to make sure that that land is well-maintained, well taken care of. We've also worked with the USFS and done some jobs out at, like, Hertz Bay and Latour, correct?
Yes, yeah. So in the summer when we don't have our typical operating courses, we try to run we call it our advanced operating class, or essentially a class for students to get more operating time and practice. And the last few years we've really worked at Hertz Bay with the Forest Service to help clean the Hertz Bay campground up, predominantly with mastication and chipping work. Mm-hmm. And so our students are able to get up into the woods, and we're working on site, and they're really just trying to improve the campground and many different aspects. So not just campground sites, but the surrounding areas, roads coming in and out, drainages, things like that.
Well, that's interesting because, we were just talking about my friend, mm-hmm. if he had said, hey, I'd be more than happy to pay you to come up and do this. Could that be something that you did? Because it would be doing everything that you're teaching people, or are you not allowed to do that?
It depends. Our legal team is very good about telling us what we can and cannot do.
I can see where you're competing. You know, you're competing with industry.
Yeah,
and all
so
that.
Oftentimes yeah. when we do an offsite job, it's usually under a grant.
Okay.
Usually with state or federal, and
sure.
And then we line up equipment transportation.
Okay.
And job sites.
We're running out of time here.
Sure.
So how do people, if they're interested in this, say, you know what, this is something I'd like to do. You know, Christopher changed jobs
mm-hmm.
after working someplace and working in a good job for 15 years. So how do people get a hold of you? And say, and for more information and all that.
Absolutely. So we have a great outreach team at the college. Janice and Chloe have really headed that up. So if you are able to look up onto the Shasta College website for the Heavy Equipment Logging Operations Program, you will find a lot of the contact information. And our team is really great about really helping you hands-on, making sure that you have all the help you need to get signed up for our classes.
Okay.
And classes do start. We've got the semester starting January 21st.
Yes.
Right?
So it's not too late.
It's not too
late. Well, you're probably filled up now.
We are. We are currently full.
But you can get on the list.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Jonas and Christopher, thank you so much. And Peter, another great, great
Absolutely.
Group of people.
Thanks
to
for having us out.
It's love this.
Always great.
Love this. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Turtle Bay will join us and Shasta Regional Medical Center and Scarlet Rose talking about the Merchant Marines. All of this tomorrow on KCNR, Free Fire Radio. But I would urge people to take a look at the, and it's online, your catalog. There are so mm-hmm. many great classes in there. And I keep threatening to come out there and take some. But, you know, classes that are like diesel mechanics, I'm not going to take the place of somebody that's going to go out and work in it
sure.
for 50 years. So, you know, maybe past that. But maybe I'll go out and you'll let me drive a one of those.
One of the skidders?
What is that thing that cuts down the tree?
Oh, hot saw.
The hot saw. Maybe go out there. Small tree. Okay. Hey, everybody, have a great day. We'll see.